This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. State Attorney Jason Slothauber laid out final arguments to a jury today in the trial of an officer involved in the death of Elijah McClain. Slothauber said Aurora Police Officer Nathan Woodyard's interaction with the 23-year-old was dangerous and unnecessary.
Elijah McClain told him, in heartbreaking gasps sometimes, clearly and directly, what he was doing.
Defense attorneys argued that ketamine administered by paramedics was the cause of death, not the carotid hold or negligence. The week-long hearing over whether former President Trump can be on Colorado's ballot next year is wrapping up this afternoon. The Constitution bars those who've engaged in insurrection from holding office again, and the lawsuit argues that should apply to Trump because of his behavior on January 6th. But Jessica Smith, a partner at Holland & Hart Law Firm, says the judge will not have many examples to look back on for her ruling.
Was what President Trump did enough to engage in that? I think that's a very interesting legal question and has much less precedent for her to look to.
A ruling is expected later this month. And be careful if you're traveling eastbound on Interstate 70 near Idaho Springs in the morning. From November to February, the sun's angle can blind drivers as they drive up Floyd Hill. CDOT may occasionally close the highway, especially when glare reflects off of wet pavement. The section of I-70 is also under construction right now. This is CPR News.